Welcome once again to Studio 1024, the weekly podcast of Memorial University of Newfoundland. It's my pleasure to welcome you to our show once again. My name is Megan Whalen.
And I'm Jeff Green. We're sliding closer to the end of another semester here at MUN, with lots still on the go. Here's what's making headlines for the week of March the 7th to the 14th.
Up and away, the women's Seahawks team has just clinched its seventh Atlantic title, and now they're heading west for the Nationals. We'll hit the hardwood and tell you what's on the go.
Cash for charities. Med students dish out 48 grand to local groups. We'll tell you more.
Drugs and their dangers. The Counseling Center is set to give students the lowdown on drug abuse. We'll tell you what's happening and when.
Plus, linguistic lovers take note. Anybody who wants a crash course on some of the world's languages is invited to a special event. We'll have your invitation later in our show. There's a great deal to get to. Let's turn things on over to Megan for this week's lead story.
Thanks, Jeff. Well, with another Atlantic basketball title under its wing, the Seahawks are again headed to the Canadian Championships. The women's team won its seventh Atlantic title in Nova Scotia last Sunday, the team's fifth since 2002. That victory earned them a visit to Saskatoon, where the teams kicked off the championship weekend against the fourth-ranked University of Regina Cougars on Friday. A victory there will propel the Hawks into the semifinal Saturday, and another win will put the team in the championship game on Sunday. The Seahawks finished the 2007-2008 season with a 17-3 regular season record and 2-0 playoff record. Full coverage of the weekend's games will be available via streaming internet feed. The webcast is available at www.ssncanada.ca. Memorial's first game is Friday at 5:30 Newfoundland time. Should the Seahawks make it to the title game, viewers across Canada can catch the team live on the sports channel The Score at 8:30 in Newfoundland.
Canada's Parliamentary Poet Laureate John Steffler will deliver Memorial University's 2008 Pratt Lecture on Saturday, March the 15th. Mr. Steffler recently retired from teaching English and creative writing at Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College. He will explore the special value of poetry in contemporary society during this public lecture titled The Uses of Poetry. Ironically, it is the commercial uselessness of poetry, Mr. Steffler argues, that is the foundation of its value to humankind. Since poets are in no danger of making money for themselves or others, they can be honest and natural as they please. Originally from Ontario, John Steffler has lived in Cornerbrook since 1974, where he began teaching at Grenfell. Since then, he has been a vital contributor to the literary community here in this province. Mr. Steffler will also deliver a reading in Cornerbrook titled The Three-Walled House, a reading of poems with some thoughts on language and literature. That reading will take place on Thursday, March the 13th at 7:30 p.m. in FC 2014 in the Four Centre Lecture Theatre main floor at Grenfell. A reception will follow. Mr. Steffler will deliver the Pratt Lecture in St. John's on the 15th at 8 o'clock in the INCO Innovation Center, room IIC 2001. A reception will follow as well. The Pratt Lecture is sponsored by the Dean of Arts in the Department of English, Language, and Literature and is named for the Newfoundland poet E.J. Pratt. John Steffler will also read from his poetry on Friday, March the 14th at 7:30 p.m. in the Petro-Canada Hall.
Again this year, Memorial's med students are putting much-needed money into the pockets of worthy charities. The students held their renowned Monte Carlo Gala in November, and six provincial nonprofit organizations are each $8,000 richer because of it. The checks were handed out February 26th at the medical school. The selected charities were the Buckmaster Circle Community Center, the Eating Disorder Foundation of Newfoundland and Labrador, Libra House, the Newfoundland and Labrador Brain Injury Association, Raising the Roof, and the Special Olympics Newfoundland and Labrador. First and second year students in the medical school have been holding the Black Tie Monte Carlo Gala since 1977. Since then, they have distributed more than $850,000 to nonprofit groups across the province.
Well, students are getting a first-hand account of the dangers of drugs and the aftermath of addictions next week on the St. John's campus. They'll also learn there is help for those struggling with substance abuse. The Counseling Center's Wellness Program is holding Memorial's first-ever Drug Awareness Day. It takes place Wednesday, March the 12th from 10 a.m. to 3 o'clock in the landing on the third floor of the University Center. The aim is to let the university community, particularly students, know the cold, hard facts about the hazards of drugs in hopes it'll prevent anybody from getting hooked. Kelly Neville is the wellness coordinator and a counselor with the Counseling Center here at MUN. She said students will hear some important messages at the event.
We're actually having a person who has recovered from an addiction speak at this event. The importance of that is, of course, prevention, providing the students with the information and letting them know about our services in case something happens. Okay, let's look at preventing.
The wellness program is co-hosting the event along with campus chaplaincy. Volunteers will be on hand to distribute information. There will also be free food and beverages and as well as a prize draw. And to learn more about this event, check our news website, today.mon.ca.
There will be more than the usual amount of chatter on the go next week in the University Center on Tuesday, March 11th. For the second year in a row, the International Student Advising Office is holding a unique event that celebrates the diverse multilingual community here at MUN. It's known as Speed Chat, and the concept is simple. Participants get a chance to interact with volunteers at various booths in different languages. This year, there are 20 languages that will be represented, everything from Japanese, Hungarian, and Russian to Spanish, Hindi, and Arabic. Organizers are hoping participants will embrace some of the world's most interesting languages. Last year's event was a huge success. Speed Chat runs from noon until 2:30 on the third floor of the University Center. Pre-registration is not required and the event is free. Anyone who'd like to volunteer to staff booths can contact the International Student Advising Office at 737-8895. And for more information on this story, check out today.mun.ca.
And finally this week, MUN honored some very important people. More than 130 students were recognized at a ceremony March the 3rd for the Volunteer Incentive Program, better known as VIP. The number of students honored this year is up, way up. Last year, 47 were acknowledged for their volunteer efforts. The VIP is a joint initiative of the Student Volunteer Bureau and the Center for Career Development and Experiential Learning and MUNSU. Bronze, silver, and gold-level awards were presented to the students. In order to receive these awards, participants must complete 20 hours of volunteer work for bronze, 40 hours for silver, and 80 for gold. The program started out 5 years ago here at MUN, and organizers are thrilled by its growth. In fact, since last year, the number of award recipients has tripled. And to learn more about this story and the awards program, head on over to today.mun.ca.
That sums up our news from the past week. Let's look now to the week ahead and see what events are coming up on our campuses.
Well, Megan, the Department of Computing and Communications is holding an information session about recently announced changes to the information security policy. All faculty and staff are encouraged to attend. The event takes place on Friday, March the 7th at 3 o'clock in room 2001 of the INCO Innovation Center. An additional session will also be held on March the 12th. Check out today.mun.ca for details.
It's time to lace up your skates. Alumni Affairs is inviting alumni, faculty, and staff to attend an afternoon skate at Mile 1 Center this Sunday, March the 9th. Children can meet Sammy the Seahawk, and there will be hot chocolate, coffee, and cookies after the skate. Tickets are $2 per person, plus a non-perishable food item for community food banks. To purchase your ticket, you can get them at the door, or you can email rsvpalumni@mun.ca, or you can call 737-4354.
Well, students at Grenfell can learn how to cook like a pro and eat like a king. There is a free cooking session in the Sobeys Community Room on March the 11th at 5:30. You'll get a free 3-course meal and the opportunity to watch a professional chef in action. Students can sign up at the housing office by emailing offcampushousing@swgc.mun.ca. Space is limited, so register soon, and it's open to all Grenfell students.
The annual Employee Wellness Fair takes place on Wednesday, March 12th at the INCO Innovation Center atrium. You can stop by any time between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and see representatives from many wellness-related organizations. There will also be free services like chair massages and blood pressure testing. For more information on all of the sponsors and services offered, visit today.mun.ca.
And one final note, don't forget that this weekend the clocks spring ahead. On March the 9th at 12:01 a.m., the time springs ahead by 1 hour.
We're here to help you spread the message about your event. Surf on over to today.mun.ca and click the Submit Your Event link on the right. Listeners at Grenfell can get their events in the events calendar or in the Grenfell grapevine by emailing Pam Gill at pgill@swgc.mun.ca.
Well, before we sign off for another week, we have to say thanks to Bob and all the crew at CHMR, Memorial's campus radio station, for letting us drop into their studios each week to record our show. Visit their website at mun.ca/CHMR or tune your dial to 93.5 FM in St. John's to hear their superb programming.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications located in room 1024 of the Arts and Administration Building on the St. John's campus.
Studio 1024 is produced by David Sorensen. Ivan Mazechka is our executive producer. Let us know what you think of our show. Drop us a note. Our email address is marcom@mun.ca.
Well, that's it for us. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. My name is Megan Whalen.
And I'm Jeff Green. Thanks for making our news your news. So long.